It seems as though whenever there's an announcement about a business moving to or expanding anywhere across the U.S., those deals aren't made without some sort of incentive from the state and municipalities. Last week, Governor Walker announced that Foxconn would open its first U.S. plant in Wisconsin and that the state would provide $3 billion in incentives. WUWM's LaToya Dennis spoke with UW-Madison economics professor Noah Williams about why states offer deals to companies.
In some sense, it's the competition between amongst states which drives these factors, in the sense that it might be better for all if they could commit to not offering these incentives, but individual states know that other states or localities or even countries will be offering incentives, so that induces them to respond and offer their own package as well. So essentially, if you don't play the game or if you're not making a pitch, there's much less of a chance of attracting these investments.
So what other sorts of things do you think businesses look at when deciding where to locate?
There was a good survey done by Site Selection magazine, which ranked the top 10 criteria that individual site selectors look at when deciding on the location. And actually, incentives was second on that list. So it is very high on the ranking of factors that they look at. Number one was actually the workforce and the skills of the available workers that they would be looking to hire. Also high on the list were things like the state and local tax system, transportation infrastructure, availability of land and utilities.
Now, earlier you mentioned that, you know, it's kind of like if you don't play the game, the incentives game, then you likely won't even be considered. But when it comes to states, what is the end game? I mean, do you think this is something we'll continue to see? We've been seeing it for quite some time now.
It seems to be growing. So the level of incentives overall has been growing, the number of individual packages, but also sort of standing programs like job creation, tax credits, investment credits, things like that to try to attract investment. I think the overall trend is towards lessening taxes on businesses directly. I guess one other factor which I did want to mention is that there is this zero-sum competition amongst states, but there has been some work in economics which has looked at the impact on counties and on states, which have been successful in landing these type of investment deals. And they've found that not only do the investments create direct jobs, but they're often generate substantial gains for other businesses in the areas. So there's big spillover effects, which can actually help to rationalize some of the motive for investment beyond just the statewide competition.
Noah Williams is an economics professor at UW-Madison. He spoke with WUWM's LaToya Dennis about why states are in the business of offering incentives for job creation.